Lady A, it's Need You Now in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach with your music news now. It is brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Social media trolls won't have Britney Spears to kick around anymore because she has decided to delete her sometimes troubling, sometimes entertaining Instagram account. A source close to Britney confirmed that she decided to deactivate her Instagram, saying, quote, she's happy and in a great place. Silence can be a powerful thing and a powerful message. On Tuesday afternoon, Britney tweeted, quote, don't worry, folks, just taking a break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon. 2 days after announcing her engagement, Brit hit the site with one last post pleading for understanding. She wrote, quote, growing up in a world where basically almost everything I did was controlled by someone else, I hope this message gets to people who have been confused or manipulated by a system. You're not alone, and no, you're not crazy. People need to hear this before it's too late. I've waited 13 years and counting for my freedom, she says. The next court hearing about Britney's conservatorship is set for September 29th. Janet Jackson will push even further back into the spotlight next year when she releases her first new album in 7 years. According to Rolling Stone, Miss Jackson is working with longtime studio partners Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis for the set, which she'll be previewing as a yet untitled single before the end of this year. She's promised an album called Black Diamond early last year, but shelved that disc and the accompanying tour when the pandemic hit. It's not clear if this album includes any of that material. The star has already staked out late January for another big event. Her self-produced documentary, Janet, will premiere over 2 nights on Lifetime and A&E. That is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.